Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We got ourselves a bowl on our hands. That's right, it's a bowl, and I'm not talking about the bowl that you pot junkies are thinking of. We have a Styx bowl coming up later on tonight, and we will get into all of that coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app, and wherever the hell you are making us a part of your Thursday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We'll take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, week two of the NFL gets going later on tonight. And Brady Quinn, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's a Styx Bowl. Right, yeah. It is a Styx Bowl because it is LeVar Arrington's former teams, the Washington football team, and the New York Giants battling it out.
Family.
How about that?
You know, went to an NFC East team, drafted.
Yeah.
Chose an NFC team East in free agency. So. Yeah.
Did you
Now hold on. Yeah. Now hold on. We got to break this down.
Good point.
Okay.
Yeah, you take
Were you like, I'm gonna stick it.
Yes.
I'm gonna stick it to these guys. That's why I'm picking the Giants. Obviously, they're a good team.
And much more.
That's why they call me
much
Styx.
More graphic. You know,
oh,
it was a much more graphic way of saying that. But yes, that was 100% why I stayed in the East.
I love it, man. Yeah. That's that is pretty, I don't know, vindictive. I'm not really sure what word would actually. You don't see a lot of guys do that, though. You did that. You wanted that.
I wanted it.
You want that fire. You want that heat.
Yeah.
You want that smoke, LeVar?
They disrespected me, man. Dan Snyder, Joe Gibbs, Dale Lindsay, Greg,
hey, you can
Greg
call
Williams.
Him Danny. Yeah. We could call him Danny.
Danny
now.
Boy.
How did first of all, let me ask you this. How did Joe Diggs or Joe, what is his
Gibbs,
name? Yeah,
yes.
Whatever.
Joe Diggs.
Whatever. Joe Diggs.
Yeah,
who
whatever.
Cares? Yeah, fine. That's whatever.
Right.
Super Bowl champion. Big deal.
Yeah.
How did he disrespect you? Did he like not get you tickets to Daytona or like what happened? How could Joe Gibbs have disrespected you?
He's
a NASCAR guy.
That was 100% like the major catalyst of the disconnect and the divide was my lack of inclusion. You like inclusion is a big word for culture these days.
I hear you, my man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It gets real out here, so you got to make sure you use the words correctly.
I hear you, my man.
Inclusion of those, you know, those IndyCar situations. You know, I took offense to it.
That's what it
that
was.
That was the straw that broke.
That was the straw that broke.
Damn it, Joe. Can I just go to one of these races?
Camel back.
What is...
Berto, where is it?
Yeah.
Where is it, Berto? I want it. I want race.
Okay, so what real reason
racist.
Why?
Yes.
Real reason why.
So, what?
It was.
Racist.
Yep. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't racist. It was definitely not a racist deal. You know what it was? We,
by the way, those were LeVar's keys, not a pair of nunchucks that he pulled out of his front pocket there.
I had to pull those up. There's certain things that get to my nerves, and like, you know, I was... messing around and I was feeling them and I didn't want to feel my keys when I told this story, you know, because it's always one of those things. But I would go deep with this. All right. So I had a contract.
What?
You guys are out of control.
We have a serious conversation here. This is the NFL.
I'm going to go deep, and you're going to make a sound effect.
Let's stop farting around here. Brady, grow up. Seriously.
Oh, come on.
So immature you can be, bro. I mean, are you all right, man?
Yeah, Brady, what's wrong with you, man? They get it together.
So anyway.
I'll be quiet. I'm gonna mute myself.
No, it's all right. So anyway, he really did mute himself. I'm going to mute myself.
It's what Jonas does at the beginning of every show.
He does.
He's the train conductor that just jerks the wheel right off the track every time. I get blamed for it. I do not get this. I'm putting myself on mute. Please tell the story.
All right. So my contract is interesting. I had like... I think 3 to 4 years left. It's a little foggy on details, but I had like 3 to 4 years left on my contract at the point in time of which there was a salary cap issue that took place with the team. And the estimation was Champ Bailey would restructure and redo his contract and do a long-term contract with the team. And that was going to get them back where they needed to be structurally with the cap. So, in which I should have paid attention to what he was doing, but Champ decides not to do it. He didn't want to do it. He wanted out. And this kind of drug out. And it was like literally 48 hours away from them having this cap violation because Champ Bailey wasn't going to redo his contract. He wanted to leave. So here comes dumbass LeVar. Let me help the team. I got a big enough contract. And you know what? If you guys want to restructure, give me more money on the front end. I'll take some money off of the back end. Give me some more guarantees and some bonuses. Like, let's do it. I want to sign some players. I want to win games. I want to go to the Super Bowl, you know, all that good stuff. So I do a literal shotgun restructuring of my contract. So while we're talking, I tell Dan, you know, listen, I want to make this happen. It ran so close to the deadline of us getting it done that I had to get a police, like jump in a police car from Ashburn, Virginia, after I signed my contract to get out to the team hotel for meetings. That day, like it was literally like a fire drill, man. Everything was moving so quickly. So we say, you know, handshake, you know, I don't know that we had it in writing, but it was like, listen, if we rushed to do this contract, and if you've ever looked at an NFL contract, they are thick, like a lot of pages to them. And we basically said, listen, if there's any, you know, mistakes, we'll come back and we'll do them. You know, we'll fix them up. And I'm, you know, I'm doing this. Me and Dan are like best friends. Like I was a pallbearer to his dad at his funeral, would sit with him in the hospital when he was, you know, when he was fighting his illness. Like we were tight. And so what happened is I never forget this. I'm at I'm at the airport getting ready to go to the Pro Bowl. And Gene Upshaw, who was still the head of the Players Association, comes up to me because he's flying out of D.C. to go to the Pro Bowl as well. He goes, man, I'm sorry to hear about what happened. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know what was going on. Come to find out, when the contract got certified, there was a bonus of $6.5 million, a guaranteed bonus that was missing from the contract. And it was interesting because when he told me, I was shocked, but I was like, it's no big deal. Like, Dan, fix it. And so one thing leads to another. Dan didn't fix it. Then it turns into a he said, I said type of thing, which I didn't even want to get involved with it. My whole thing was it happened. Like, if you're not going to honor the situation the way that you're going to honor it, I'm going to play my contract out. I'm going to do what I need to do. And it's crazy because when the arbitration took place, look, I'm unloading a whole lot on y'all right now. I said I'm going to go deep. So when the arbitration took place to figure out who was at fault or whatever, they obviously sided towards the league owner, and my agent was reprimanded and suspended. But if you look at the contract, you take out that bonus. It took my earning average down yearly from like 12 something to like 3 or 4 something. Jeez. Something. It took it down, drug it down dramatically, and it was like kind of like I was embarrassed by it, you know, because it was like, listen, I'm trying to help you guys out, and this is how you repay me. And at the time I'm the face of the franchise, so. So what happened is after that season, that was when they hired Joe Gibbs and brought in, you know, all these different, you know, different free agents. So what was happening for me is they were embarrassed. The team was embarrassed by it getting into the media, which it wasn't me. I didn't want it in the media either. I just wanted to get it handled. And if you weren't going to handle it, then I was going to do what I needed to do at the proper point in time. But I didn't want it to turn into a public spectacle. But it did, because the NFLPA has to represent the situation, because that my contract being dragged down by that bonus missing impacts other players that are going for contracts as well. So they had to address it, and they did address it, and it became a public deal. So then I basically got hurt the year before. I hurt my knee, and then when I came back from my injury, they basically benched me. And so there was all this speculation. I can't learn the playbook. I'm undisciplined. I don't play within schemes, all these different things. And that was them justifying me being benched, when all the while everybody knew it was my contract situation. So I go into, you know, I was a fixture in the community. I had been there for 4 or 5 years at this point.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah,
sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were there playing time bonuses that you were trying to attain?
That was pretty standard back then, right?
Well, there were all kinds of different bonuses.
So that's why they benched you, maybe?
There was a workout bonus. No, I don't think that was – they didn't bench me because of that. I think they benched me because they wanted to phase me out. It didn't. I don't think it had anything to do with the money at that point, and that was already in the contract. It was more or less, we're going to replace my influence, because it became a dangerous situation, because it's basically like I had a strong enough reputation and a strong enough rapport with the fan base that this could have gone either way. If I decided to go in a different direction in terms of how I was handling it, it could have gone in a different direction altogether, because the team sucked, right? So the year, my final year there, it was, put it to you like this. What they were trying to do was have Dale Lindsay antagonize me enough to have a reaction where I would get in trouble, you know, where they could take my contract and void my contract out, whatever. Because I had asked for a trade. I was like, listen, if you guys don't want me here, and after the way everything is gone, let's just seek a trade. It's no problem. I said, my agents could get on the phone. We get a trade done easily. And they're like, okay, yeah, go seek a trade. Then they call me down. Like, this is before a game. Then they call me down. They say, well, we don't want to trade you. We're not going to trade you. I was like, all right. So basically they were just trying to drag it out and really embarrass me, because it was playing out in the media, and everything that was being said was based upon my intelligence level. Now, keep in mind, mind you, outside of having the injury the year before this year took place, I went to 3 Pro Bowls and had 3 different defensive coordinators when I went to the Pro Bowl. And Brady, you'll attest to this. You first off, you don't get on the field if the coaching staff doesn't trust you, because there's too much on the line. Like, they don't want to lose their job. So you're not going to get on the field if you don't know what you're doing.
Yep.
Then secondly, if you get into the idea of, okay, I was a freelancer, this, that, and the other, I couldn't learn a playbook. First of all, playbooks are on defensive side are very simple. It's very simple. Like, there's coverages, there's combo coverages, there's calls. Everybody has their different lingo. Everybody has their different understanding of how defenses are ran, what you're supposed to do. But all in all, a linebacker is going to play man and man. You got to know when you're in combo coverage. You got to know when you're locked up. And in zones, you're playing basically a hook, like a hook, a curl flat, or you run with the seam. Like, that's it. There's nothing else. In the run, you're playing spill technique or you're playing box technique. Some call it force, some call it hammer. But whatever you want to call it, you maintain contain. So it's like, it's very, very simple in structure, right? But I'm being called dumb. Like you're creating this narrative that I'm too dumb.
So they felt you embarrassed them, so they wanted to embarrass you.
So they wanted to embarrass me.
Wow.
And that was kind of how it played out then. And it played out. And so it's funny, because we were probably going to touch on Calvin Johnson on Megatron today. And it's interesting, because it's like, all right, they wanted their money, or they wanted their money back from Calvin Johnson for him to retire. I gave money back. I gave $2.5 million back. And how that played out was, you remember this, Brady, when the lockout was taking place, if the lockout took place, every team had to be under the cap.
Under the cap, that's right.
But it was contingent upon if there was a lockout.
Right.
So everybody was scrambling to restructure contracts. So what I did was, I told the football team, you restructured 5 dudes on the defensive side of the ball. I called all my dudes. I said, listen here, what I'm going to do is, because I still had the largest cap situation, I told them, you're not going to put the defensive players' contracts in the top drawer for a conditional guarantee of what you're guaranteeing them in their contracts. The only way I sign my restructuring that's going to get you under the cap situation if there's a lockout is if you guarantee all the defensive players' contracts. And they wouldn't do it.
Wow.
They wouldn't do it. So I paid money back. I got my freedom. And then, yes, I chose New York Giants so I could come back and whip their ass as many times as I possibly could. But I blew my Achilles tendon out. So I only got one time against them. But at least it was a one-time win. So
wow.
Then they said I was too dumb to learn the defenses. But I drew up the entire defensive scheme that Greg Williams was running for our scouting report that week. And we beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah,
which was funny, because they said I didn't know. Oh, how's LeVar giving them a scouting report when he didn't know the defense when he was here? It's like they were still trying to take shots. They're still trying to take shots.
You know what that means, Brady?
Now my dumb ass does radio.
Yeah.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Oh, come on. It's an upgrade,
I think,
pal.
I know which team he's going to pick tonight.
Damn right. Giants plus 3.5 is what that means. Yes, yes.
I don't have a problem with the team or the fans. I just have a problem with the owner.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
You mean Danny?
Dan. Yeah. Danny.
I did not know.
I think you need to start referring to him exclusively.
You know, his old thing was you had to call him Mr. Snyder. I never called him Mr. Snyder, not one time in my life.
I told you, man, my uncle was in private equity in D.C., and he used to – because, you know, Danny was – he actually –
that's so his funny. Media, you say it so good, Danny. Too.
No, so his media company actually pitched to their private equity firm, and they passed on the deal. And afterwards, obviously, Danny ended up making a ton of money. But you're talking about a bunch of, like, old heads, older guys who, you know, who could have been a part of that. They chose not to. It just I forget exactly what the holdup was, but he went on to be successful, ended up buying obviously the Washington football team.
Yep.
But I love the fact that they would always refer to him as Danny. Oh, we used to see Danny Snyder, little Danny Snyder.
Yeah, little Danny Snyder.
He was the young money coming in DC at that time.
Soft hands.
Oh, dude, it's just. And but the best part was, he goes,
so
I remember distinctly seeing little Danny Snyder and LeVar Arrington. So maybe he got his nickname, Little Danny. That might have came because you were so massive.
Yes, yeah, like, so that is a good
point. You used to go to stuff with him. We were always together,
man.
Yeah,
I know. You and little Danny. Old Danny
big,
boy.
Big Var and little Danny.
Yeah.
Little Danny soft hand.
Sitting next to LeVar doing this show, they call me Poquito at home.
Oh,
Poquito.
That's
right. Yeah. Poquito.
Which means small in Spanish. Poquito. Not sure if you guys know that.
How's that racist? By the way, a happy Mexican Independence Day, Roberto. I'll be the first one to say it. How about that? A little class here
on this
show.
It's actually, is it the Heritage Month this month?
No. How is that racist? Never mind. All right, it is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. All right, it's coming up next.
That was a really long story.
Yeah, that's all right,
but
though.
But y'all asked me.
Yeah, listen, it happens.
It won't go into my choice of the game, though.
It could go into mine.
It's not personal.
I'm an emotional better.
It's not personal anymore with me.
Here's what I would say, though. We have a denial in the world of sports.
Okay.
We're going to break down the denial and see whether or not we're buying into it. We'll get into that next year. Outkick the Coverage, Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, we will have the Week 2 debut of the Prop Bet Monster as we get you set for Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
So we will dive into that coming up 20 minutes from now. Right now, though, we are always pleased to welcome in Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter for the MMQB.com.
Ohio State expert.
I mean, come on. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to gas you up this early in the morning. Morning, Albert.
I'm just glad that, like, at least this week I don't have to talk to you the day after the game like last week. So
yeah.
You might have gotten me in a different mood if you had talked to me on Sunday rather than Thursday.
I mean, how did that happen? I mean, two of their best players weren't even playing. I mean, does that concern you a little bit?
I mean, out-schemed, out-flanked, out-coached, whatever you want to call it, LeVar. I mean, I think it's a tribute to how much talent, is on the roster there that it even wound up being a one-touchdown game. Because, I mean, I'm going to call it like I see it. That was an ass-whooping. Mm. I mean, like, they controlled the game up front on both sides of the ball. And that's without, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau, who I think we all know is, you know, going to be a top-five pick in April. And so, I have heard talking to some guys that there's been some soul-searching this week, so hopefully they can get it together.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, I hope
a lot of soul searching amongst the coaching staff there, Albert.
Yeah.
I do want to transition, though. I want to ask you about like one particular thing about one of my old teams, OBJ, and with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
He's not going to be active or play again this week versus the Texans. Maybe you could make the case they don't really need him maybe to beat the Texans. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but what's going on there? Do you have any idea as far as, you know, why he's not back? It seems like he should be by this point in time in the year.
Yeah, I mean, Brady, I thought it was interesting, too, that Kevin Stefanski, who's, you know, totally tight-lipped about injuries, came right out yesterday and said he's not going to practice this week and he's not going to play this week. And, generally coaches like to at least give it some level of gamesmanship when it comes to this stuff. And, that tells me they're trying to protect the player a little bit. And they don't want people asking questions about his toughness, because if you're taking it right up to game time the way that they took it up to game time last week, well, then, you know, I think the obvious question is going to be, could he have pushed through? It's one thing that really caught my attention was that they're protecting him a little bit here. And, you know, it does make you wonder because, you know, we're talking about a guy who was hurt, like, I think that after the seventh or eighth game last year. And, I mean, was hurt, I believe, and I think you guys can look this up, but I think he went down like maybe a little bit over a month earlier than Joe Burrow did. So, I mean, look, all ACL injuries are a little different. Guys rehab a little bit different, but definitely got my attention. And I do think the fact that they, the fact that they tried to get him up and get him ready to play in week one, and now they're backing off of him is at least reason to kind of, think a little bit deeper about where he is right now.
Albert, speaking of, and I'm not talking about the bad Ohio State stuff, but a guy that you're very familiar with, Urban Meyer, this idea, and we were kind of laughing at it, this idea that he would just walk away from the situation in Jacksonville for USC a game in, where does this rumor land with you and Urban Meyer's start to his NFL career?
Well, I think USC's been a rumor. I mean, for him, Clay Helton's sort of been on the hot seat for the last 2-3 years. And so, Urban's been connected to that job. I feel like going back to the minute he walked away from Ohio State, and, there are some things about that job that I think, made people naturally connect to him. I mean, one of the biggest things is that, like, he wouldn't touch his legacy at Florida or Ohio State because he wouldn't be coaching in conference against those schools, And, obviously there's a natural thing. He's working with your guy Brady out there in Los Angeles every weekend. And so, I honestly think that this is just kind of people dredging up an old rumor. Two things that I would kind of I think are worth, like, really kind of looking at here. The number one thing is how much the Jaguars invested in him. And they're building a $150 million practice facility. They hired the biggest coaching staff in the NFL. They've put in sports science stuff they've never done before. They've, you know, made trainers get certifications in certain areas that they hadn't before. I mean, there's all of this stuff that they have done to make this program and that building and that team so specific to Urban. It'd be really crappy if you walked away, if you like Bobby Petrino'd them. You know what I mean? That's number one. And then number two, and maybe Brady can talk to this a little bit. I don't know that he wants to recruit anymore. When I asked him, you know, why'd you come back? And point blank, this is about a month ago. I asked him, why did you do this? Why do you want to come back? Couldn't you just be on a boat, you know, sipping on a Corona somewhere? And his answer was basically that he, like, still had this void in his life and he still wanted competition and that he had opportunities to go back in college. And the question he kept asking himself was, do I want to do the recruiting 24/7 the way it's become? And the answer to him was no. Now, could he change his mind? Maybe. But I know what that thing has become for college coaches and how hard that is. And that's one thing that I think is appealing to all coaches, NFL over college, and especially a guy who's a little bit older now, like Urban is.
Well, yeah, just to carry on that, I mean, the one thing he said to me, Albert, that resonated was with NIL now in place, you know, the interesting thing about these players at the college level being able to get paid, you know, the idea behind it is they're not being paid necessarily in direct correlation with their performance on the field. And his frustration was, you know, what is that going to look like? How much is that going to impact recruiting? And it just seemed like to him it was more of a pro model. And if you're going to go to a pro model, then why not just go to the pros? When you're actually having players sign contracts, that is tied to your performance on the field. Like, there's no gray area. There's no questions about it. It just seems cleaner. So that was one of the other concerns I think he had, too, with when you look at the college football world and NIL and how new it is and how it's impacting that recruiting that you're talking about.
Well, and that's interesting, too, Brady. So what you're saying is, like, guys in the college level are getting paid on their celebrity, not their performance, right? Yeah,
correct. I mean, that's essentially what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because that's actually – I hadn't thought about it that way, but everything with Urban – everything that Urban does is so built on, like, trying to create a meritocracy and competition and putting a scoreboard on everything. I could certainly see where that'd be a factor, where that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, if you're getting paid – based on, you know, your Instagram followers rather than, like, how good a player you are, I could see where that would be problematic if you're trying to set up the sort of program Urban wants to set up.
Let me switch to another coach that is in an interesting situation, Matt Nagy. The Bears obviously didn't get off to a great start, didn't look very good against the Rams. They're going to have the Bengals. And then it gets interesting. They have the Browns, give them the Lions, but then you have Raiders, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, San Francisco. It's a very, very brutal schedule that the Bears are staring at moving forward. How important is it for Matt Nagy to get it right with this quarterback situation?
Very important. Like, I actually think, LeVar, it might be the most important thing coming out of this year for him, in that, like, you know, you look now, they're 4 years in, and this is what's amazing about it to me is, like, perception versus reality. Like, over Matt Nagy's 3 years, they're actually top 10 in the NFL in wins, and they've been in the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. So, like, I think, like, the perception versus the reality doesn't really match up. Now, the problem he has is the trajectory of the franchise. They won 12 games in year one, and then they've won 8 games the last 2 years. So, you know, I think so much of whether or not he survives and the GM there, Ryan, he survives, is going to be based on the momentum of the franchise and where they're going. And, like, the defense has gotten older in spots. That was a dominant group a couple of years ago. Can they still be that group? I think we saw some cracks in the foundation the other night, you know, against the Rams. Like, where was Khalil Mack? Is Eddie Jackson the same player he was? I think there are some questions there. And if there's one thing you can do to sort of turn the Titanic, right, and change the trajectory of the franchise and like make people believe that you've got momentum going in a positive direction. It's to end the year with a young quarterback who's ascending. And so whether you're doing it for your job security or not, like, I think that there's at least got to be some positive momentum here. And if they stumble over the next few weeks, I think they're going to have to come to the point where it's like Justin Fields can do some stuff Andy Dalton can't. And if we don't think we have a championship team right now, it's on us to make sure the franchise is going in the right direction. And if we think Justin Fields can handle the ups and downs of being a rookie quarterback, then Justin Fields is the best way for us to create positive momentum for the franchise. And that's why I felt all along, like, it's not just Andy Dalton's personal performance that's going to keep him in the lineup. It's whether or not the team's contending. Because if the team falls out of contention, there's no use in having the older quarterback in there anymore.
Albert Breer, MMQB.com, senior NFL reporter, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on Outkick the Coverage. I wanted to ask you a little something about tonight's game between the Giants and Washington. You had a note in your mailbag about Saquon Barkley, how you did a little bit of a deeper dive as to just sort of, you know, his past, not just, you know, in the NFL, but even going all the way back to college. Can you tell the people listening what you uncovered in doing a little bit of research on Saquon?
Yeah, I mean, like, the inconsistency in his performance was, I mean, it's startling.
Hey, be careful, Buckeye. be very careful with this one, Buckeye. Sounds like
LeVar,
a conflict of interest here.
LeVar, I'll text you a link.
All right.
No bias here. I'm going by the numbers.
All right.
And you know what? Like, the truth is, if you look at his numbers and you look at, with 3 years at Penn State and then his first 3 years in the pros, this has nothing to do with his injury. What you'll see is a bunch of games where he has 150, 200 yards, and then you'll see more games where he has 60 yards, 70 yards, 80 yards. In fact, since he came into the NFL, guys, he has 13 games of 50 or fewer yards rushing and 11 games of 100 or more. And so he has more games where he's been held under 50 yards than he has games where he's rushed for more than 100. And in the games where he's rushed for more than 100, I think it's in 7 of those 11 games, he has a run of 50-plus yards. What does that tell you?
He doesn't do much outside of those big runs.
Yeah, I mean, he's a home run hitter, right? Yeah. And so, like, I think the question is he, like, I hate to put it this way, but is he a 230-pound, like, third down back, you know? And that, I think, is a question that the Giants have to ask with this one. They're talking about him coming off the injury and do you want to pay him in the history of paying the running back position. And I think it's different than like an Ezekiel Elliott or a Todd Gurley because those guys were so consistent week to week. And both those guys, you know, I think, you know, were the top of the league at the position. But not just that, you could build offenses around those guys. And just to kind of verify like what I was looking at when I looked at the numbers from Penn State, I went and I looked at Jonathan Taylor at Wisconsin and Ezekiel Elliott at Ohio State. And I'm telling you guys, those guys were rushing for 100 yards every single week.
Those are also two very different lines, though. I mean, Wisconsin
didn't have as good of a line.
Yeah.
That's two very
different.
I agree with that, LeVar. But I just think there's something there where, you know, like Saquon's he's a great dude. He's like a really great athlete. And a huge, like, big play weapon to have in your offense. But if you're going to pay a guy at the top of the market, if you're going to give a running back $14, $15, $16 million a year, like, I think that running back, you have to, like, be able to build an entire offense around that running back to make that a value for you. And is Saquon that guy that you can count on in a week-in, week-out basis? I don't know if he's that guy. Now, in his defense, like you said, LeVar, the line at Penn State at times wasn't very good, and the line with the Giants hasn't been very good.
Correct.
So it's possible we're looking at that. I looked at this. It's possible I looked at this, and you know, you can look at it and say, okay, well, if he had Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly and Braden Smith blocking for him like Jonathan Taylor does, or if he had Zach Martin and Tyron Smith and you know Travis Frederick for the first few years blocking for him like Ezekiel Elliott did, you'd have different results. But I think it's at least something that's worth paying attention to, whether or not Saquon Barkley can be the sort of down-to-down production guy that you're going to pay at the running back position at the highest level.
I didn't like the way that the direction of this interview went.
I don't know.
I mean, who asked that question anyway?
I mean, LeVar,
who asked that question?
You know who asked that question.
Look, I just thought, you know, if we were going to make him eat broccoli to start off the interview, give him an ice cream sundae at the end.
Hey, LeVar, you're talking to the same guy, by the way, who told you Odafe Owe is going to be a monster and win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
You think he's going to get Rookie of the Year?
I got the money in the bank with you there. I think he's going to be Rookie of the Year.
I think we have it locked up for certain.
Okay.
Somebody from Penn State is going to get it. I believe that.
Hey, Albert, way to suck back up, Albert.
Way to try to get back into my good graces.
I'm not over this Saquon thing, though. Hey, if I was really going to suck up, I would have given it to Sticks down there in Dallas, right?
Indeed.
Hey, Albert, scale of 1 to 10, if the Giants lose tonight, how much heat is Joe Judge in, Daniel Jones in?
Yeah, I know the Giants.
Scale of 1 to 10. We got a break coming up. It's got to be quick.
Okay. I would say Daniel Jones, 8. I'd say Joe Judge, 5. Ownership really likes Joe Judge. I think the general manager is in more trouble than the head coach in New York. I think Joe Judge is okay right now.
Get him on Twitter, at Albert Breer. Albert, we always appreciate it, man. It's a good time, and we will do it again next week.
Thanks, Albert.
All right, thanks, guys.
No, thank you, Albert. No, thank you.
No, thank you, LeVar. No.
It's Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals.
Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Learn more at visitlasvegas.com. I'm going to start at the end. No worries. You want me to redo it? I could do it. I could redo it.
Outkick the coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. Lamar Arrington, Brady Quinn.
Hey, was that live?
Here on FSR.
Did that go over live, Aaron? Was that on live radio?
You got to be careful with the mics in this place. You never know. You know, sometimes they'll fall apart. Sometimes they're
hey,
out when you don't
realize it.
Hey,
that joke is funny, man.
They call him One Take Lavar.
Yes. Yeah, one take after another. Yes. That's what it is.
And again and again and again.
By the way, we are going to have take a closer look at week two, which kicks off later on tonight. An interesting decision at quarterback was made in the offseason. We'll take a look at that here top of next hour. Right now, though, it is time for the week two edition of something we do called this.
Here to feed your degenerate gambling soul. The Prop Bet Monster.
Sucker.
So here we go. We do it for the primetime games, standalone games, the Thursday night and Monday night games, and we will kick off week two with the Giants at Washington later tonight. It is LeVar versus Brady, so it's LB versus QB, hosted by a DB.
Both have
here
B's
on Fox Sports Radio. So let's get
hosted
it started, guys. Five prop bets.
A DB?
Yeah.
You're a DB?
D-bag.
I know what
no,
he is.
No, I thought defensive back.
No,
isn't
absolutely
that what you
play? No, definitely not. No.
I knew it was the other DB acronym.
All right, so we've got five made-up prop bets here that I've come up with.
Let's do it!
And foremost, a LeVar Arrington jersey sighting, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
No!
Yeah!
All right, so you're going to go no. That's very negative.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yes, I'm going no.
Brady, which is your
You're
pick?
You're going no. I'm going yeah. yes.
All right, look at you. And by the way, Eddie Garcia saw LeVar Arrington jersey at RFK Stadium last week.
Come on, it's not RFK.
Well, it was when I grew up.
There was a ghost in that jersey.
RFK looks like the Coliseum at this point, like the one in Rome.
The one in Rome.
Okay, how about this one?
It's accurate.
This is when, not if, but when does Daniel Jones fumble the ball? Here are your options. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, or all of the above.
Oh, wow.
So you're saying four fumbles in the last one?
Well, just to pick one. You know, you got multiple opportunities to win here.
Well, I'm saying if you pick the last one, you're basically picking any point in time in the game, right?
Well, no, you're saying he fumbled in every single corner.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Yeah. Which is not that far outside the realm of possibility.
So not fumbling is not an option is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say the fourth quarter.
All right.
Second quarter.
All right.
Oh!
Interesting strategy there. Interesting. All right, how about this one? Which freak injury to a Washington quarterback mention or show first? Here are your options. Lawrence Taylor stepping on Joe Theismann's ankle, Alex Smith's leg break, RG3's knee injury in the playoffs, or Gus Frerotte headbutting a wall.
I mean, can I take Fitzpatrick hurting a hip?
Yeah. Is that not part of it?
Okay, you want to put that on?
That?
All right, yeah, let's go. Fitz hurting a hip.
Fitz hurting a hip. That's what I'm going with.
I definitely think they're going to show that at some point. I could see, though, that networks being like, hey, the Washington football team's gone through a lot of tragic quarterback injuries. I'm gonna go with Theismann. I'm gonna go with Theismann. I think they might have like a history of injuries to their starting quarterback. I think maybe that's the play.
That's made relevant by the fact that Fitzpatrick got hurt in the first game.
Well, but the fact that Brady, that's a TV answer there because he knows how this works when they put together those packages.
It's 100%.
He's correct.
Yeah, I mean, you're a TV guy, LeVar. You know that.
No,
works.
I don't call games, though, well, but right. I watch them with the volume off, and that's Brady.
So, next up, do we see another plumbing issue? Yes or no?
No!
All right.
I don't know. There might be a plumbing issue on the field.
Is there a third option? Like, I'm with LeVar. I don't think we will because that's embarrassing, right? But there could be another issue. Like, will there be a rodent somewhere in the stadium, on the field, something like that?
Listen, I'm the prop ed monster here, all right? I make the rules. Will there be a plumbing issue, yes or no?
Oh, wow.
There are no other options here.
Oh, he dropped the hammer on you.
A zero fun Jonas Knox,
all right.
No.
All right, well, if you want to have fun, here's your final one.
No fun league, Jonas!
Which D.C. tourist attraction is shown first during the broadcast? The White House, Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, or the Camelot Show Bar Strip Club?
Camelot!
Well, you didn't include Ben's Chili Bowl, man.
No, come on.
Ben's Chili Bowl is going to be the answer, but Camelot sounds way better.
Brady, make a pick.
The White House.
All right, very good. And that is your Week 2 Thursday edition of the Prop Bet Monster or Assets. You remember Assets?
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
We will have the scraps in a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. And we've got a brand new era for one team in the world of sports. So we'll get to that here in the scraps. We are also going to get to this this story in the NFL. We got a game coming up this weekend. And somebody's in denial about what is happening with their career. But I don't know if you guys saw this. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network just had this note that Marcus Mariota is expected to be out multiple weeks after aggravating a quad injury during that 31-yard run early on in the Monday night game against Baltimore. A few weeks is the best-case scenario, says Rappaport. It robs Las Vegas of a weapon as they plan to sprinkle Mariota in on offense. So there he is, out with a quad injury for several weeks.
Did he get hit on the quad? I don't remember that.
Look, I'm not trying to say that they're lying about the injury, but when he got up, he looked a little dazed, yeah, and it looked like he smacked his head. And I don't know if maybe they did not handle the concussion the proper way, and they're trying to, Hines Ward used to say he had a calf injury every time he was dazed because he didn't want to come off the field. I'm just wondering what, again, I'm not trying to make any accusations here. Just saying, just trying to say it.
I remember people using the excuse of a neck injury. They'll say, "Oh, it's not his head; it's his neck." You know, that's
stiff,
why
stiff neck but, syndrome.
Exactly.
is that what it
LaVar,
is?
LaVar, have you ever hurt your quad?
I have actually.
Have you? I'm saying not from contact though. Like actually,
yeah,
hurt it?
Like pulled it twice.
Really?
Actually, yeah, sprinting.
God, that seems like hard to do.
It's very painful. I'll tell you that. When you pull your quad, it is a very painful injury.
You hear the story about Vince McMahon, the injury Vince McMahon suffered?
No, so, tell okay. us.
There was they had an issue in the ring to where there was supposed to be – something was supposed to happen in the ring, and they screwed up. The guys screwed up, so the result that was planned – they had to think of something on the fly. So McMahon came out to the ring to try and, he was going to get upset and yell at the wrestlers, and he was going to disqualify one of them because they were trying to cover up the mistake that happened. And when he crawled into the ring, he blew out both quads.
What?
Literally dove into the ring, and the way that he hit his knees on the ring apron as he was sliding in, he tried to stand up, and they both exploded.
Oh.
Literally both at the same time, and he had to sit there and then get wheeled out because he could not stand up. Blew both quads at the same time.
I bet you that was painful.
Hell yeah, that's painful.
Hey, by the way, painful. Do you know how old Vince McMahon is now?
He's like 90.
104.
He's 76.
Damn it.
He looks damn good for that age.
Yeah, he's pretty
jacked.
Strong. He's pretty strong.
He's still
I'm just saying,
jacked.
He doesn't look 76. I don't even know if he looks 66.
Looks great.
I just know he's been around forever.
Yeah. Great head of hair.
He does.
Yeah.
Big chest.
I can
he's got
do
a big old
big
chest.
Big old barrel chest. Yeah. That's
about it. You ever heard my Vince McMahon impression?
Let's hear it.
You're fired. You're fired, Lamar.
That's awful.
What do you mean?
That's actually
fire
your
Brady.
Worst
fire
impression.
Brady.
You're fired.
Let me hear you fire Brady.
Brady Quinn! Brady Quinn! You're fired! Come on. That's decent. You know, that's a limited Vince McMahon. That's a decent impression.
I think you're closer to a Donald Trump, you're fired, than you are a Vince McMahon.
Oh, come on. Listen.
You're fired.
Okay, that's not even close.
Let's hear yours one more time.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Roberto Flores! You're fired!
I mean, it is really one of the worst impressions you do.
What are you talking about?
Impressions. That is not
so
one of them.
Funny, though. It is so funny.
As far as a limited Vince McMahon, that I think that's legit, man.
Oh, I'm telling you. That is so funny.
By the way, by the way, we are brought to you by Discover.
It's like Harry Carey mixed with Donald Trump.
Vince McMahon, have you heard my Harry Carey?
Your Harry Carey is good.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Hi. Two on, two out, LeVar Arrington at the plate. You know, LeVar spelled backwards is rival. And there's a ground ball to third, a step on the bag, and the Cubs are out of the inning.
Is that not? I mean, that's a combination of his Harry Carey and Donald Trump.
This is my hero.
That's pretty good.
That was great. That was great.
Yeah, listen, funny thank you. You know, first compliment on
that
the show.
It's funny.
That's a great. If your Collinsworth is number one, might be number two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's hear your Collinsworth.
I mean, I got to tell you, like, I'm watching the Washington football team, and I just can't help but think they can't get a pass rush. Daniel Jones has all the time in the world. Like, where's LeVar Arrington? We needed him.
You know, like, I don't know. Yeah,
you're like borderline, like a broke man version of Joe Paterno, man.
Yeah.
You kind of sound like Joe. Like, you're almost like you're speaking like Italian slang almost a little bit. Man.
I don't know. Listen, you do enough of them in a row, you start to screw them up after a while.
That sounded more Joe Paterno-ish.
Right. By the way,
shouts out to Joe.
We are brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. All right, so we don't have a lot of time. Let's pay off the tease. Matt Ryan is saying in their matchup with Tom Brady and the Bucks that you know, the Super Bowl loss to Brady and the Patriots does not factor in at all into his thinking as he sees Tom Brady on the sidelines, which is a great denial, except for the fact that Tom Brady can't help but troll the Atlanta Falcons, and he posted some Instagram or Snap face picture earlier this week with the time 3:28, which is alluding to the 28-3 lead that the Atlanta Falcons had that they blew in the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan's never going to forget about that loss, correct? Like, that is going to haunt him forever.
The worst loss of his life.
Yes. And for anybody involved with that team, they're never going to forget that loss, correct?
Yes.
And literally, the organization since that point in time has gone nowhere but downhill.
Yeah. Like, okay. Do you think it impacted Kyle Shanahan's play calling in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs? That Super Bowl loss?
I don't think so.
They criticized him about some of the play calling in that game. He might have
been reliving some moments, maybe.
Why do we always? This is my frustration, and I don't know how LeVar is going to feel about it. But
there you go.
Are we just letting the defense off the hook? I mean, we're serious right now. You're up 28-3 to Super Bowl, and you can't.
One.
I mean, come on. Even against Kansas City, like. Patrick Mahomes took a 9-step drop in that game. I've never seen anything like it before. Had literally 6 seconds to throw and chucks it downfield to Tyreek Hill in open space. Like, can we get some pass rush coverage, something?
Keep in mind, their defense was the whole linchpin of everything that took place that season. Everybody talked so much about how well the defense and defensive front of the San Francisco 49ers played. And to give them, think about this, you delivered a 2-possession game lead in the Super Bowl, and they gave it up.
Yeah.
Like, you could say, you know, Garoppolo missed the throws. He could have been better. You could have said it was Shanahan's play calling. You gave that defense, I think, how much time was, maybe like 8 minutes or something?
Six and a half. I think it was 6.5 minutes or something.
It was so low on the time, and your defense is so good. Who would think that you could score that quickly and take the lead? So to me, I don't correlate the two in that Shanahan messed up because of his memories and different things like that. I don't think so.
And also in that Super Bowl, the Falcons lost to the Patriots. when, because I remember we were on the air right after that happened.
I remember where I was.
We were doing the post-game show.
I will not tell you.
And yeah, we'll leave that alone.
But I saw the game.
We were doing all of it. Yeah, we were doing the post-game show here on Fox Sports Radio, and I think Brady and I both agreed. When New England got the ball to start overtime, you knew that was over, correct? Like, you knew Atlanta wasn't going to stop them. They were going to go down the field, and they were going to score on the opening drive, and that was going to be it. You knew
the game was over when they came back. Before that moment, you knew it was over.
The defense looked completely shook. They looked totally shook with what happened, and you knew when they got the ball to start overtime, it was a wrap. It just felt like that was it. That was all she wrote. So, I mean, Collinsworth, we mentioned Collinsworth. He says the two Super Bowls that he lost for the Bengals.
Say it in the Collinsworth voice, though.
People think I'm a little bit nuts, and maybe I am, but there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about those two Super Bowls. Not a day that goes by. And he said that on his A Football Life documentary. He said every single day he thinks about those two Super Bowl losses, and those were competitive games.
I think about where I got drafted to every day. Like, if I had gotten drafted, if I went to a better team, where would my career have gone? I think about that every day.
Yeah. Well,
it's a harsh reality. Like, it's like, man, like, you're good in high school, you get to choose where you want to go because of how good you are. But when you're good in college, you don't get to choose where you go. You know what I mean? Like, they're not recruiting you, and it's like, okay, yep, I'm going to choose this team. I'm going to go here. Like, they pick you. And if you're good, if you're good enough to be good, you generally aren't going to go to a good team.
Right.
So it's like, that plays out. Yeah. It plays out. It's like, man.
It plays a big impact. I think that's why the draft is one of the most fascinating live events, live reality TV you ever see, because even for all those people who are watching – who can't relate from an athletic standpoint, like, you get out of college, if you go to college or whatever you do after high school, and, like, you kind of have a choice, right? I mean, you get to pick and choose who you'd like to go work for, who you're going to interview with, at least, right? And it's such a – it's a 180 from that. Like, you have no choice in it whatsoever. And it obviously plays an impact on your career, on your livelihood and all that. And so it is kind of crazy, just the concept in general – but it does provide, at least, I think, parity for the NFL and for a better product in the NFL. But at the end of the day, I think the toughest thing about the truth of the NFL is there's probably 8 teams that really have a shot at winning a Super Bowl.
Amen.
Yeah. But
like, that's it, man. You've got a quarter of the league every year that actually has a shot, that's actually trying to win a Super Bowl. The rest of them are just businesses. And fans don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that, but it's true.
And you know, like, who they are. That's the sad part about it.
Yes. I mean, I was, unfortunately, had been to enough teams, but fortunately for this career, I'd been to enough teams to have perspective. And I can tell you, the second you go to a good organization, you know.
You know it.
Yeah. You know it right away.
And you know a bad one.
Yes. You get there, you go, okay. Oh, this is how we're handling this. Yeah. Like, it's just... It's two completely different worlds, and so it's no wonder, you know, that you see that, you know, the New England Patriots dominate forever. There's other organizations that have dominated forever. They're actually trying to win Super Bowls. Other teams are just trying to be profitable. They're trying to make more money.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It's a hell of an entertainment to have every single week.
Thanks. I mean, at our expense.
Well,
thanks.
Listen, I've supported you.
I agree with you.
I mean, I am. For what it's worth, you know, if had things gone differently in your careers, we wouldn't all be doing the show here together. So, you know, I think everything happens for a reason, and you guys got paired up with a slappy here.
On second thought, yeah. LeVar, on yeah. second thought,
yep.
I've reconsidered.
Yes,
I am definitely with you on this.
There you go. Yeah. There
very
you go.
Good. Thank
I'm
you.
Always thinking
that's,
about
that's
it.
A good man.
Things could have been a lot different.
Yeah, you know, they could have been different.
You know, if I had any stroke in this place, you know what I'd say right now?
What's that?
Brady Quinn, you're fired! coming up next, we are going to have the scraps here on FSR.
So
but for all the latest around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, Edmund Garcia.
You had to do that right when you threw it over to me, huh?
Is that bad of an impression? The Vince McMahon.
It's so bad. It's great.
It's so funny.
But it's bad.
You know, I have a simple philosophy. Life sucks, and then you die.
You're fired.
Come on, man. A little Vinnie Mac.
I'm going to be saying that all day to people randomly. You're fired.
A little Vinnie Mac.
Oh, man.
All right, Jonas, turn your mic off, work on the impression, and use it on Lamar while I try and give this update.
Yeah, here we go.
Now back to Jonas Knox, a.k.a. Vince McMahon, Brady Quinn, and LeVar Arrington in the Outkick the Coverage.
Thank you, Eddie. It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. We are going to have the scraps coming up next here on FSR. I do want to just point something out here. You know, Brady Quinn, when the pandemic hit and they shut it down, you were actually in Tampa Bay getting ready to call an XFL
game, correct? I was.
Now, back in the day when the XFL first opened up, you know, Vince McMahon opened it up by saying something along the lines of this: "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL." And if you think that's not Vince McMahon, here's the actual clip.
"Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL."
Tell me that's not spot on, Brady.
That actually was pretty good.
Yes.
Let's hear yours again.
"Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL."
You don't have enough in yours. Listen to
you know
do,
why,
do
though?
Vince
he doesn't
again.
Have that barrel chest.
He
that's
doesn't.
He
yeah,
needs.
It doesn't. Listen to Vince. Vince has more.
"Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL."
First of all,
I mean, he's all man. That's all mammal,
yeah,
all right,
first
right
of
there.
All, because I can't do low reps, high weight anymore because of my rotator cuff. That's why I don't have the barrel chest. If I had the barrel chest, it would have been spot on. You guys got to nitpick stuff.
You
got to
bring it from the diaphragm through the barrel chest.
I got your diaphragm right here, buddy.
Oh, jeez.
All right, it is Outkick the Coverage.
You're fired.
On Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, it is the beginning of a new era in the world of sports. We'll get into all that for you next year. It's Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.